All right. Well, here we go. Hello, everyone. And thank you. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Anne McIndoe, the author's coach, and thank you for joining me today on Author Talk, my monthly helping of tools, tips, strategies, next steps, and resources to help you on your author's journey. I am absolutely delighted you're here. And thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me. Before we get started, I would love to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I hope you are enjoying your holiday season. It definitely looks like Christmas here at So You Want to Write. The tree is up and the festive lights are everywhere. Also, I want to thank all of you who have liked and shared my writing retreat in Lake Como, Italy, on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. You know, I just announced the event this week, and I've had a wonderful response thanks to my friends and my fans and clients and authors. And if you'd like to see what all the fuss is about, you can visit www.writingretreatlakecomo.com. And it's a special event next June in Italy. Yes, I'm hosting a writing retreat in Lake Como, Italy, and I'm really excited about it. My dear friend and co-host, Farrell Allen, who lives in Italy, will be doing a very, very cool program creating La Dolce Vita, the sweet life, for you. And I hope you'll take a look and send me your comments. So thank you. And then one more thing, I'm inviting all my author clients that if you have your book cover ready, or at least the spine of your book cover, send me your book cover and the spine, or send me your book. And what I'd like to do is I'm going to take a picture with all my author books and stacks with me, and I'm going to put it on the cover of my new book, or the fifth year anniversary of my book, Seven Easy Steps to Write Your Book. And then I will also put your book cover, and I will promote you on my website. So send me the cover. If it doesn't meet January 30, if you can't get it done by January 30, that's okay. Send it to me anyway. I can always put it on the website under my author's success stories, and I will promo, do an author promo for you on my blog and on website, on Facebook. Okay? So I'm always happy to promote my authors. I'm always happy to do a Facebook post or a tweet or anything. You just tell me what you want, send me the content, and I'll put it up, okay? All right. So I like to keep things short and sweet. So the format for tonight's call is as follows. First, I'll talk a little bit about turning your book or your story into a movie. And you know I like to go first before I recommend anyone or any program to my authors, because I want to make sure my recommendations work and produce the results you are looking for. I've always wanted to turn a short story I wrote into a movie, so I signed up for an author's pitch program, which allows you to pitch your story to a producer. And right now I have my own book, Heartbeats in Paris, being turned into a movie, so I know it can be done. And I will share with you how I accomplished this in just a few minutes. And then I'll introduce tonight's guest speaker, Nat Mundell, founder and CEO of Voyage Media. And his company has produced an amazing number of movies, including Blindside with Sandra Bullock, Secretariat, The Sum of All Fears, and many others. And I'll be interviewing Nat, and we will be talking about turning your book or story into a movie. So if anyone knows how to do this, and it has done this many times with new authors that include several of my own author clients, it's Nat Mundell, CEO and founder of Voyage Media. And you can check it all out at voyagemedia.com. So quick question. Did you know that five of this year's eight Oscar nominees for best movies were based on books by authors like you and I? Yes, that's true. Five of the eight movies were from books. So I know you will enjoy my interview with Nat. He's a great guy. He's fun to listen to, smart and savvy about what's going on in the entertainment world. And we'll be talking about getting started. And so after the interview, you'll have an opportunity to ask him questions. And yes, Nat will provide you with a website you can visit if you want to learn more about taking the first step of turning your book or story into a movie. I did it, and honestly, it's really fun. It's really exciting. It is work, but, you know, anything worth doing is work. Now, if there's time after my interview and Q&A with Nat, I'll spend a few minutes on authors' resources and we'll do a Q&A session about books and publishing, and you can ask me any questions you want about that. Okay? So before Nat goes on, I would like to share my own experience with Nat Mundell and Voyage Media. And in 2008, I started writing a romantic novel, and I named it Heartbeats in Paris. And you can see it at www.heartbeatsinparis.com. And it's a sweet little love story that takes place in Paris. And yes, it's based on partly on a little event that happened to me a long time ago. And one of the fun aspects of writing a novel or story is that you can write whatever you want and make up whatever you like. And I love that about writing. And it took me about 3 years to write this book because I would work on it for a week or so, and then it would sit on the shelf for a couple of months, and then time would pass. I'd dust it off, reread the entire manuscript, add a little bit more to the story, update the chapters, and maybe add a character or hone and polish a character. And then it would sit there for another 6 months. And I eventually finished it because I needed something to publish on Kindle. And I published it and made it a number one bestseller on Kindle, mostly because I wanted to learn how to make a book a number one bestseller on Kindle so I could help my authors. So, and then in 2012, I was contacted by Nat Mundell. He reached out to me looking for authors and their stories, and he told me that Hollywood is always looking for new stories, adventures, and ideas for movies, both feature films and television projects. And so I told him about my own story, Heartbeats in Paris, and he encouraged me to submit it, so I did. I purchased their author's pitch program and filled out their questionnaire online, and I waited. And then a few weeks later, I received a call, and they liked it. And so actually two producers were interested in speaking with me about my story. I selected one of them and interviewed with them, who asked me to submit a 5-page synopsis. And yes, it is hard turning a 135-page story into a 5-page synopsis, but I did, and I submitted it. And they liked it, and I started working with a producer who is taking me through the steps to turn that synopsis into a screenplay. And as I mentioned, it's not hard. It's a lot of fun. Nat and his team are great to work with. They provide coaching, great support, and they take you through the process step by step. And so right now I have 8 of my author clients going through this process, 9, including my own book. And a couple of my favorite stories that my own authors are turning into a movie include Alicia, one of my authors, her amazing and sometimes horrifying story of how she escaped Vietnam during the conflict is being turned into a movie. I created her synopsis for her, and it went directly to the movie process. She did not write a book. And then my client Carol, the story of her father witnessing a mafia contract hit and the mystery of his disappearance with a jaw-dropping ending 50 years later. And so I did help Carol write her novel first. It's called In a Moment's Notice. Yes, she made it a number one bestseller on Kindle. And then she signed up for the author's pitch with Voyage Media, who assigned a producer, and now it's being turned into a movie. And then there's Gary, another one of my author clients who signed a 2-movie deal based on his incredible life and his message. And he just finished his beautiful book. But the movie deal was signed first. So whether or not you have completed or published your book, if you have a story, I encourage you to take the first step and see if there's a movie in you. If you would like some help writing your synopsis, please let me know. I'll be happy to help you put it together, or I will write it for you. And so, you know, there's a story. I truly believe that there's a story in all of us, and there's a book in all of us. We all may not be ready to write it at this very moment. Sometimes you have to go through what I call the author's journey, and but eventually it happens, and you're ready to tell that story. And I know that it's always great it's really an amazing thing to turn your story into a movie. Okay, so are you ready to hear Nat talk about turning your book into a movie? All right, so let's see. Let me start off. Oops. Okay, Nat, are you there?
I am, Ann. How are you?
Hey, it's great to hear your voice. How have you been?
I know. Oh, I've been so great. Yeah, I actually caught the tail end of what you were saying. It was so sweet to hear such nice things about us, but also just, you know, remembering all the cool authors that we've, you know, begun work with, yourself included. So it was a nice trip down memory lane there for a little bit. And it's nice to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I just have to, just on a personal note, I just have to tell you, I love seeing the pictures of your little girl on Facebook. She's so big, and she's absolutely adorable.
Yeah, she's a doll. Thank you.
She is. Okay, if I can have the authors on the call, if you don't mind, if you're muting yourselves, if you can press #6, and that way we can have a quiet background and for the recording. Thank you, everybody. Okay, so Nat, tell me how you came to start Voyage Media.
Well, it's been an interesting journey, but you know, my own trip into entertainment, you know, started when I was younger and you know, full of great ideas and a little bit brazen, and I decided that the first thing I would do when I got into the industry was try to produce a multi-million-dollar project, and I didn't know anybody, and I didn't know anything, and I just, you know, started out, and I started a 2-year journey. I acquired the rights to a wonderful book and to a life story of an incredible young woman. I developed it into a feature film, multi-million-dollar feature film, and I was in market, you know, trying to get it financed and made, and frankly getting rejected numbers of times. I made a little bit of progress, and you know, at the end of my 2 years that I had the rights to the story, I didn't get a deal done, and the day after my rights expired, the rights got picked up by Dateline NBC and turned into a 20-minute Dateline news story. And I had spent 2 years of my life pounding the pavement, investing capital and energy into something that, you know, I had envisioned as a multi-million-dollar, huge movie, but that the market only was ready for a 20-minute news story on. In that moment, I vowed to myself that I'd never let anything happen like that again. And I learned in that moment that I had what I would describe as sort of the right project for the wrong market and at the wrong price. And I learned the hard way. I learned through, you know, 2 years of self-education, if you will. So what I ended up doing after that was interning and working for other producers that had a lot more experience than me, some of whom were our top producers in the industry, like Jerry Bruckheimer and Jason Blum. and I started to learn where the intersection of story and market occurs. And, you know, I had a very successful career working with some of those wonderful producers, and then I decided that I had a knack for, you know, discovering emerging artists, and I had something to share with them, and I decided to build Voyage to create a legitimate pathway into the industry. The industry is so closed to outsiders. The problem is getting access and information. And so we decided to build Voyage to provide access and information. So we create one-on-one connections with authors and producers. And then we have a laundry list of high-profile trainings and workshops and stuff like that that train and provide great information. So that's really the inception point. You know, we believe, just like you, that everybody's got a story to share, and that with the right mentorship and the right access that, you know, everybody has it and should have their day in the sun.
Yes. You know, I was looking at your website, and it had some wonderful programs and some wonderful coaching and all kinds of getting started, all kinds of cool things that you guys are doing. And what you said, you know, about having the right project for the right market is really, really a big, big lesson. So why do you help authors?
Well, the entertainment industry has a long history of collaborating with authors and publishers and utilizing. I think there's someone on your end that's still not muted, and there's a sort of a clicking or background noise. It would be terrific to get everybody muted.
Yes.
So anyway, Hollywood has a long history of using novels as the source material for movies and TV shows. I think in 2014, 7 of the 10 Oscar-nominated movies were adaptations. I think of the top 100 grossing films of all time, over half of them are adaptations. So there's a long history there, and there's a couple reasons for that. There's sort of the obvious reason why huge bestsellers get adapted, which is because they sort of have a built-in fan base and audience. But there's another reason, which is really where the emerging author needs to sort of pay attention. Authors, just like you and all of these wonderful people listening, have blood, sweated, and toiled through a year or more of coming up with storylines and characters and plot and all that, what we call development work. And that development work takes time. And in Hollywood, time is money. So the fact that a book has, you know, sort of started and significantly done a lot of that process is meaningful to a producer. So that's why we're looking for the next best, you know, hidden gem out there in the novel and publishing landscape, and trying to find great films and TV shows contained in them.
Mm-hmm. And so Hollywood will work with self-published authors.
Yeah, we've found that by connecting an emerging author who's either self-published or unpublished with a producer, and then usually developing some work or a body of work around their novels, that those projects are quite sellable. And we've set up and sold a number of self-published books that nobody's ever heard about with producers in Hollywood. Some of them have gone on to get made, and, you know, we have a new film that's going into production in January that we're very excited about, that came from an author that, you know, nobody's ever heard of, and a book that, you know, maybe 200 people have ever bought the book before. So it works. Well,
that is so cool. If someone, everyone on the audience, if you could please mute yourself with #6, that would be really helpful. #6, everybody. Okay, so Nat, can you tell me about any recent successes, any shows you have coming up?
Well, the one we're excited about that's going into production on January 4th is a a small children's book. It's actually it's called My Daddy Is in Heaven. It's a faith-based children's book. It's a sweet story about. It's based on a true story. It's a memoir essentially, but as a children's book, of a young girl whose father dies in an accident, and you know the mother and the daughter go on their journey to sort of get you know on their feet again, and they find that journey through faith, and that's an example of a small book that's doing big things, and it's also an example of how a book in a seemingly small niche can find its way. I mean, there's so many different markets and niches in entertainment. So finding the right one is usually step one. And so that's the project that ended up finding its way to getting financed and produced because it hits all the right notes for the faith-based market, which is a small but growing market within entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So I know my authors are probably chomping at the bit to find out, what is the first step for an author to turn their book into a movie? Is it to write the book? Is it prepare a synopsis? Or tell me what the first step is.
Well, I mean, I would say that it's the same if you have a book, a fully published book, an unpublished manuscript, or even just an idea for a book. The first step is identifying its optimum market. And so, you know, on a simple level, that's usually determining if it's better as a film or if it's better as a series. And then within each of those markets, there are sub-markets. So, like, for example, in television, there's one-hour drama, there's half-hour sitcom, there's cable, there's network, there's over-the-top. There's all these different sub-markets in television. And then in film, there's, you know, sort of an infinite number of genres and markets, all of which have their own, you know, sort of model of how they get made. And so in order, you know, step one, let me put it this way. Producers in Hollywood don't do everything. They usually do one or two different things, you know, and they cover one or two markets. So if you're going to be eventually pitching producers, you got to know which producers to pitch. And in order to do that, you got to know your best market. Just like I didn't know when I started. You know, I thought I had a big movie on my hands, and really the project I had was optimum for a 20-minute news special. That's an example of you know, identifying the market. And in my sorrowful story, it was identifying the wrong market.
Well, that's one of the things that I found really, really helpful about when I submitted mine, was that talking to the producer, they told me exactly who the audience and what the market was and how to, you know, write for that audience, you know. And as we all know, you know, the story, you know, is, you know, can be Hollywoodized, you know, and but that's what makes a great story.
Absolutely, yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. So can you take a few questions from the audience?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. That sounds lovely.
Okay. If you would like to ask Nat a question, unmute yourself, #6, and please ask your question.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hi, this is Mopsy Chirico, and I have a question. This is all really fascinating to me. I'm sort of a factual writer and teacher, but I have written 3 different movies at different times, and I've filed them away in my file cabinet. But what I'm wondering is if you have detailed ideas but not a full book for a movie, can you present that also, that idea also?
Yeah, in a lot of ways. So my company, which is called Voyage, is structured differently than all other companies in the entertainment industry. And to put it simply, all other entertainment companies are what I would call pass-fail companies, meaning You pitch your idea, and they either like it and want to buy it, or they pass on it and say it's not for us. So we're structured differently in that we are what we call a how-to company. So if we like your project right out of the gate, we'll also be interested in buying it. But if there's problems with it or it needs work, which frankly most projects do, then we'll tell you what needs to happen and we'll give you really strategic guidance on how to develop it creatively and how to approach the market. And so that's a long-winded way of saying, in a lot of ways, the earlier you come to us, the better for you, because we can help you shape your project to be the most creatively awesome and the most relevant to buyers in the entertainment industry. So, but another way of answering your, so that's like sort of most important, but another thing to just, you know, disclose, it's unlikely that you're going to sell a project just on the idea. That would be highly unusual. So, but approaching us with the project in its infancy is always a good thing because we can help you with it.
Okay, okay. So when you do finish the project, so the author is to write all of the lines for the whole cast? Is that how it works?
Well, I think you're referring to a screenplay. Is that what you mean by the lines for the whole cast?
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's 100 different ways to skin the cat. So, you know, most authors of books don't make great screenwriters.
Exactly.
Okay. And even if they are a good screenwriter, they're horrible at adapting their own book into a screenplay. So 99% of the time our advice is work with a professional screenwriter for things like that.
Okay. All right. And what is the first step? I'm sure it's protection. So you have an idea and you've got to protect it right away. So what is that step?
Well, protecting an idea is actually not something that's legally doable. Protecting intellectual property is doable. So if there's something in your idea that is unique, i.e. characters and plots and, you know, writing, then certainly that's protectable, and there, you know, you can protect it. It's protected simply by writing it down. If you consult with any copyright attorney, they'll tell you that by writing it, you're already copywriting it.
Yeah,
but the added steps to protect, like a summary of your idea, would be to copyright it, meaning going through the copyright office, or to register it with the Writers Guild of America, which
yeah,
is a
that's
very
what I,
easy.
I looked into that. Okay.
Yeah, but I wouldn't get hung up on the protection part. I would just, you know, take the steps, you know, that are.
I've already had 3 ideas stolen in my life, and they became very profitable for the people who stole them. So now I'm pretty careful before
take the steps that you need to take in order to protect yourself and.
No. Okay, that's good information.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. You're welcome.
Thank you. That was a great question. Thanks, Matt. Do we have any other questions? Okay. Well, if you think of one, we'll be on the phone for a little bit longer. You know, Annette, I got your author's pitch program, and that's what got me going, and that's what I'm working on with my coaching and my my screenplay. And so can you tell our listeners, can you tell our audience about that program and how they can take the next step?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the we like to work with authors that are usually self-published or, you know, not yet published. And usually the first step we take with somebody is we connect them with a producer, and they pitch that producer on the phone after submitting a short summary to that producer through our company. But really before that, we like our our prospective clients and partners, the authors that we work with, to really learn a little bit about how the industry works and the process by which books get adapted. We like them to be sort of educated first, and so we have a report that we guide everybody to first so that they can get educated and really determine if working with us is the kind of thing that they want to do before they actually take that step. So, that report is easy to get. It's free. It's a very simple website to go to get it. It's called book2screen.com. And you can just sign up and get that report and get a sense of how the industry works, at which point, if we think you're a good fit, then we'll invite you to come in and pitch one of our producers and get you connected that way. That's the best way to start.
Okay. You know what? Your gal in the office today gave me a. Oh yeah, it is okay. Book to screen. Okay, so booktoscreen.com. Okay. And so that's what I did. I signed up for the author's pitch, and it's a really great program to help you get started if you had ever thought of turning your story or a book into a movie. And so are there any other questions for Nat? Does anybody else want to ask Nat a question?
Mm-hmm. This is Deborah Davis. I have a couple of questions.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. I'm an author of a book that I think would make a good movie for the style of Disney. And what I'm wondering is, since my book is already written and self-published, mm-hmm. if we work with your company, who owns the rights to the book?
You would have the rights to the book. We don't take your copyright or anything. Now, if you sold it to Disney or optioned it, then obviously they would option it from you, and if they wanted to make it into a movie, they would then at that point be buying the film and television rights.
Okay, so then I would still be allowed to produce books and sell them.
Oh, yeah. Most authors are able to negotiate what's called carve out their publishing rights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, especially if you're already published or you have plans to publish, most film and television executives won't require that you give them the publishing rights to the book. They're going to be more interested in your film and television rights.
Okay. And how long do film and television rights last?
Every project is different, but usually for television shows, if somebody's going to option something, do you know what an option is, Deborah?
No, I know what it means in layman terms, like you have a choice, but I don't know what it means specifically in your world.
All right, well, why don't I give everybody a little bit of a sort of fast, intro into agreement. So usually if a book
I'm
going to
unmute myself while you're talking here.
Okay, great. So usually if a company is going to endeavor to make your project into a film or a television show, in most cases they're going to do what's called option it, which means they're going to offer you an option agreement, which gives them the right for a period of time to try to make your movie. And trying means try to get the right actors, try to get the money together so that they can buy your rights. So it gives them the option to buy your rights at a later date. It's called an option agreement. So if they option it, usually for a television series, it's going to be a minimum of a year that they're going to want in the option agreement. For a film, it's often 18 months to 24 months that they're going to want for the option period. If they end up exercising the option, meaning using the clause in the option where they actually have to pay and purchase the rights, i.e., they're going to make the movie or they're going to make the TV series, at that point they're going to have a significant period of time, and everything is different. But you know, the film won't be able to be remade for probably another 5 to 10 years from when it's produced, and then they may be the ones to have the right to remake it. Okay, so, but again, that has nothing to do with your publishing rights. So I hope I've answered your question.
That was great. That was a great way to explain it.
Good.
Is there anything else you want to share or you want to think that we should know?
I had one more question.
Yeah, please go ahead, Deborah.
You said that we would submit a short summary. What does short mean to you?
Well, we like our producers to get a good sense of your project before you pitch it to them verbally. So, I mean, it's, for us, you know, we can get a lot of information in 2 to 3 pages.
Okay, so you would not want the a copy of the book.
Not for the author pitch. No.
Okay.
If we recommend going further and really digging in, then absolutely we're going to need to read the book. But no, not for that initial session.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for the question.
You're welcome.
That's good. Any other questions that we have that you might have for Nat? Nat, is there anything that you would like to share that you want to, you know, to give us getting started, you know, go to the book to screen site, get your free report, you know, learn
yeah, the cool
more
thing
about
the cool thing about the report is that it bullet points, you know, the whole process start to finish. So like I've talked about identifying the market, like that's just one step in the process of selling your film and television, right? So the report, it's called Sell Your Book to Hollywood, and it's the full step-by-step process, not in detail, it's just an overview. But it'll give you guys a really strong sense of you know, the steps involved, okay, which should spark some curiosity in you. And it may leave you with the realization that, you know, there's a lot of work. It's not just, you know, send somebody a copy of your book and then your movie's made the next year or the next day. There's a process. So it's good to get to know that process and make sure that, you know, your passion is going to start to be married with pragmatic business steps, and that's where really we come into play. It's like, yes, we love your passion, and everybody that's in either book writing or entertainment or film or television has to have passion in their heart, but when you marry pragmatism into it, that's when things really start happening, especially in film and television, when you have to, you know, work with hundreds of other people in order to get a project made.
Very good. All right. Very nice. That was awesome. Well, I already sent away from my free report, and I'm really excited. And I, writing books and to sharing someone's stories is, you know, what I work on for the most part. And if I could ask the person who's playing the guitar to mute themselves, that would be really great. Thank you. We love your music, but anyway, if there's no other questions, I want to say thank you, Nat, for sharing and for spending some time with us and talking about how we can turn our book into a movie. I've always found that really fascinating. So thank you. Thank you very, very much. And unless there's anything else you want to share at this time.
No, it's just really nice to reconnect with you, Anne, and we've always found your authors to, you know, have a very high caliber of work and a really good intellect, and those are the kinds of authors that seem to do well in our program. So thank you for being a part of our company, and thanks for inviting me today.
Oh, thank you. You're very, very welcome. Very welcome. Okay, well, then we'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thank
you. Can I ask one last question?
One last question. Okay.
I was wondering what movies your company has produced.
So if you go onto our website, voyagemedia.com, can do two things there because the list is quite lengthy. But if you go to voyagemedia.com, you'll see there's a Get Connected section of that site where you can review all the credits of our producers.
Ah.
And then if you go to Become an Original, which is another section of the voyagemedia.com site, you can see all of the projects that we've found from emerging authors and screenwriters like you that are in either been produced or in the process of being produced. So that's a great way to get an understanding of the track record of our producers as well as the track record of our company.
Wonderful. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, Nat. Thank you so much.
All right, everybody.
Thank you, Nat. This was very informative.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. I hope you guys all download that report. It's there for you.
Definitely.
Thank you. We will. We will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye for now. That was really great. Thank you, everyone. And, again, if you want to know more about, you know, getting started, go to book2screen.com. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
So then we have a few minutes left. What I'm going to do is go right to the Q&A. Does anyone have any questions about writing their books today?
Too many questions, but my question would be, I just thought about it, with Nat, these guys are used to working with just regular writers? I didn't even ask that.
Just, yeah, with regular
people.
We
are non-Hollywood people.
Yes, yes. Honestly, you know, from just talking with Nat, Nat has been at all my author's business mastermind, you know, in 2015. And this year, you know, here's what he says. I work with regular, normal people who have a story, who have written a book, you know. Very few of them are Hollywood people. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, you know, because writers are really not Hollywood. I lived out in Los Angeles for 2 years. I definitely am not Hollywood savvy. So if he works with regular people and has patience to kind of guide us, that's really cool.
Yes, it's really nice, and he's a really nice guy. I've got to shake his hand and work with him and go to his office and, you know, for several years. And like I said, I was first. I sent my stuff in first. And it's a really cool process if you want to do that, if you want to turn your movie, your book into a movie. It's really cool.
I didn't even know this was our topic tonight, but I had three movies. I filed them in a file cabinet. They're really good, though. And I just thought, well, you know, sooner or later, maybe I'll know what to do with them. So I will give this some attention.
It'd be worth the time, because if anybody is easy to connect with and the right person to talk to, it's Nat. Nat will, like he said, they're not a yes or no company. They're a how to get it done company.
How to get it done. That's what I need.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Thank you so much for having him on.
Oh, you're welcome. It was great. He's a great friend and a great, great person to work with.
Well, I appreciate all that you're doing for us. I'm just getting started, really. I've been studying for, you know, a couple of years to do this, and now I have the time to actually do something, launch it, and I appreciate all your coaching.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you. I need it.
Hey, that's great. Well, thank you.
Good night,
okay,
Anne.
Yes, oh. any other questions or comments? Absolutely.
Yes, this is Deborah Davis again.
Mm-hmm.
How does the synopsis help work, getting help from you for the synopsis?
Okay. And if I could ask the person with the guitar, please start saying.
You know what? It's not a guitar. Someone has a radio or TV on in the background. That's why they don't know that they're unmute, that they're
it's
not
them.
Muted.
Oh, yeah. And okay, anyway. So the synopsis, you know, it's like it's a five-page synopsis. And basically what you do is you tell the story. What is your book about in five pages or less? And now that I've done, you know, dozens of them, you know, I can get them done in a couple of days. I read the book, I pull the nuggets, I create my little manuscript grid, and then I write, you know, that piece of the story. And with a synopsis, because it's going to be for a Hollywood movie, it's pretty much, you know, you can, what I like to say, Hollywoodize it as much as you like. So you can add drama, you can add tension, you can make it, you know, you can add some things that really aren't in the book. And like right now I'm working on one for a gal who is a Holocaust survivor in World War II. And she survived the Holocaust, she survived, you know, the war, and she wrote her memoirs as a legacy book. For her family, because it's a really, really cool story. Now, what I've done is I've taken that cool parts of that story and I've added some drama and some, you know, suspense and some thriller stuff into the five-page synopsis, because that's going to go for a movie. We're changing the names, we're changing some of the locations, so, you know, the innocents are protected. And but the five-page synopsis is basically, you know, a chunk, a golden nugget of what this story is about. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And
yes.
So I do the synopsis the same way I create a manuscript. I start with the manuscript grid, but instead of chapters, I just create chunks. You know, I want to talk about the time where she was born and when she walked to Warsaw and then with the German soldiers and what happened when she met them and, you know, that kind of stuff. And then I, you know, I can work with the content she gave me, and then I can also add some embellishment.
When you do a synopsis, do you tell them how it ends? Like,
oh,
is
yes.
it a spoiler?
Yeah, yes. You tell them from the beginning to the end. But you tell it in a way that they can't stop turning the five pages, and at the end of the five pages, they're hungry, they're thirsty, they want more.
If we wanted to have you help us with that, how do we arrange that?
You give me a call or send me a note and we chat, and I will help you create your synopsis for your book, and then we can submit it to Voyage. And as Annette said, he and I have been working together, I think it's 4 years now, 4 or 5 years, and he's really great to work with, and he always gives my authors special attention.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Are there any other questions tonight? Okay. All right. Well, thank you for being on the call tonight. It was wonderful to have you, and I hope that the content with Nat was very helpful. It gets you thinking about your story or maybe a story you know of. And so at this time, I want to say good night. I want to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you in 2017. Big giant hugs, everyone.
Happy holidays. Good
Happy
night.
Happy holidays. Good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.